when you, we've been talking about Super Bowl history in this hour. I love the game and I kind of follow its history. But when you talk about the Dallas Cowboys, for example, and you talk about their championships, right? You go back to Roger Staubach, right? You go back to Super Bowl VI, you go back to Super Bowl XII, you go back to, then you go to Troy Aikman and the three Super Bowls that they had in 4 years. It's a combination of a number of things. You look at the Steelers, you've got Terry Bradshaw winning four Super Bowls and then Ben Roethlisberger winning two, and that's how the Steelers get their six rings. San Francisco has a couple of Super Bowls with Joe Montana, and then they've got that one Super Bowl with Steve Young, right? Phil Simms won a Super Bowl with the Giants. Jeff Hostetler won a Super Bowl with the Giants. Eli Manning has won two. It's a collection, right? The Raiders have a Super Bowl championship in 1981 with Jim Plunkett. They have a Super Bowl championship again with Jim Plunkett. And then they have, they had an early Super Bowl with Ken Stabler, right? So it's a collection. This is everything. When you talk about the greatest Super Bowl teams of all time, when you talk about the greatest Super Bowl organizations, and New England is on that list for how many times that they win and how many times they win, it's all one guy. In terms of on the field, it's obviously one coach, but it's one guy, and that's Tom Brady. It's not a collection of quarterbacks. It's not a collection of different eras that have led to the Patriots' dominance. You don't go back to the 70s and find a Super Bowl champion there and maybe an 80s Super Bowl champion there. The Patriots are on this level of Super Bowl, of the greatest Super Bowl champions of 52 Super Bowls, and it's all with this because of this one guy, because of this one quarterback. And that's it. And that's it's just... It's something we just haven't seen. We just don't see.